fine.
Paul, was the EGFR mutation done by the sequencing method or one of the newer PCR methods?
The EGFR mutation analysis was done by sequencing.
Because there's data that I keep hearing about that sequencing misses about 30% of mutations.
So we've actually found, there's two problems with that. So using the DXS kit, we found that when you look at circulating tumor cells or circulating DNA that the group in Europe has done, you definitely increase the detection rate. You do start worrying, though, are you picking up some people that are false positives? You know, because the way the DXS kit works, these PCR, eventually everyone will be mutation positive if you go out enough PCR cycles. So you kind of wonder about the relevance as you get further on. But there's no doubt that it is definitely more sensitive than pure sequencing. So there's a chance, I would say it's a small chance that you missed a mutation in this person, not a big one.
Can you kind of translate that for people who haven't been to med school in the last 5 years and what they're actually looking at with the two different technologies?
So the DXS technique, the DXS is a company that has a allele-specific PCR assay. So if you know which mutations you want to look at, you have a PCR-based assay that can amplify the genes of interest, and you can look specifically to see whether or not you have one of these mutations, as opposed to sequencing broadly from exon 18 to exon 24. So your chance of picking up a mutation that might be in a smaller percentage of cells is higher with the allele-specific PCR than it is with broad-based sequencing, which requires a larger number of the cells to be positive.
And it's commercially available?
DXS is commercially available in Europe, and these kinds of assays will be commercially available. I have a little bit of a conflict of interest there. Will be available in the United States at some point.